back to my baby once more. Anyway, yeah, give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. When she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more. Anyway, yeah, give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. My baby just wrote me a letter.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Winter weather is causing another day of travel problems for millions of people across the U.S. ABC's Morgan Norwood is at LaGuardia Airport in New York.
We're already starting to see travel disruptions. More than 400 delays, quadruple that when it comes to the number of cancellations. All of this according to FlightAware. And as this day goes on, that number only expected to climb.
The winter weather having a severe impact on the Iowa caucuses. Heavy snow has caused candidates to cancel many in-person events. The caucus day on Monday could be the coldest on record. A leader of the Iranian-backed Houthi militia in Yemen told Reuters that U.S. strikes have not hampered the Houthis' ability to attack commercial ships in the Red Sea. U.S. launched another round of strikes last night. And voters in Taiwan elected Lai Ching president, which could have global ramifications. He is strongly opposed by the Chinese government in Beijing, which claims Taiwan is its own. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
On Thursday, the liberal-controlled Wisconsin Supreme Court refused to reconsider its ruling ordering the drawing of new legislative maps, rejecting a request from Republican lawmakers to put its December order on hold. The court ruled 4-3 on December 22nd that the current maps drawn by Republicans are unconstitutional and must be redone in time for the November election. Consultants hired by the Supreme Court will review submissions and issue their own report and possibly their own maps by February 1st. State elections officials have said maps must be in place by March 15th to be in play for the 2024 election. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Snow and blowing snow today. Wind chills 0 to 5 below as winds gust to 30 miles per hour. For tonight, some light snow, 3 below. Wind chills 20 below. For Sunday, mostly cloudy and cold. Highs in the single digits, around 1 for a high on Monday. Warm up. Pretend it's summer. Get Grandpa's barbecue sauce. GrandpaBBQShop.com.
Right now, it's 25.
You're my baby, you're my pet, Ringo, 16, beautiful and mine all mine, 99.7 Max FM. A little cut off there, and I'm not sure why. It is 5 minutes after 7. If you want to get a song request in this morning, 608-355-9970. You can either text me the number or call me. Either way, we'll make it work this morning. Here's Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons.
Oh, how you try to run.
Saturday, the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM with Kiss, and I Was Made for Loving You, going back to 1979. It is 12 minutes after 7. You want to get a song request in this morning? 608-355-9970 is how you can get a hold of me this morning. On the chilly side, yes, about to 25 degrees right now. Wind chills at around 12, but it will get worse today. We will be under a wind chill advisory tonight into Sunday. So if you thought it was chilly last night, wait till tonight. And definitely going to have to put another log on the fire. Yeah, here's Marvin Gaye and some Pride and Joy, 99.7 Max FM.
Too. And I'm your baby boy,
baby boy.
Your little baby boy.
Baby boy.
Saturday of the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM with Susie Q. That is from CCR this morning. 719 with Kevin Kellogg coming up. We'll take a look at the weather. We'll take a look at sports and find out what's going on around the area, too. How about some Neil Diamond and Shiloh, 99.7 Max FM.
Child with dreams, dream every dream on your own. When children play, seems like you end up alone. Papa says he'd love to be with you if he had the time. So you turn to the only friend you can find there in your mind. Shiloh, when I was young, I used to call your name. When no one else would come, Shiloh, you always came and we'd play. Till a young girl with fire made me trust somebody else. Held my hand out, I let her take me, blind as a child. I used to call your name when no one else would come. Shiloh, you always came, but you'd stay.
Come. 99.7 Max FM, Saturday of the 60s and 70s, and Shiloh from Neil Diamond. It is 23 minutes after 7. A look at sports on the way. Packers and Cowboys tomorrow in NFC playoff action, plus Badger basketball today. That's all coming up with Look at Sports. We'll check the weather and more here on 99.7 Max FM.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need. And this year, we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See HFHWisconsinRiver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwig created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created more than 80 years ago? It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
Max FM Sports.
Wisconsin Radio Network Sports. Good morning, I'm Tim Fisher. We'll start with football, where the Green Bay Packers getting set for their Super Wild Card weekend matchup against the Dallas Cowboys tomorrow. Packers quarterback Jordan Love will be making his first playoff start. According to head coach Matt LaFleur, he just needs to trust his training.
What he's been doing this whole time, and everybody's got to make sure that you're on the same page, that the route depths are at the correct depth, that the quarterback's timing's right. And then there's this thing called a pass rush that they have that's pretty real, that if you hesitate, sometimes bad things can happen there as well because they create such havoc in front of you.
The Pack defense will need to make sure to control Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott.
Certainly Dak's a guy that is fully capable of making a pay with his legs. I don't think that's what he wants to do, but he's capable of doing that. So he's a guy that you gotta make sure you're super disciplined.
The Packers and the Cowboys in the wild card round kick off tomorrow from Cherry World at 3:30. To college basketball, where 15th ranked Wisconsin back on the court this morning playing host to Northwestern. Both teams come in at 12-3. The Badgers running a 5-game winning streak, while the Wildcats have won 2 straight. Tip off from the Kohl Center this morning set for 11 a.m. 11th ranked Marquette has the weekend off. The Golden Eagles back in action on Monday afternoon as they play host to Villanova. From the scoreboard last night, Milwaukee picks up an 88-80 victory over Cleveland State. Wisconsin Green Bay back on the court tomorrow as they play host to Cleveland State. To the pros, where the Milwaukee Bucks back on the court tonight playing host to the Golden State Warriors. Tip off tonight set for 7 o'clock. On the college hockey, we're on the men's side. The Wisconsin Badgers tonight play host to Lindenwood. On the women's side, the Badgers entertain St. Thomas. I'm Tim Fisher, Wisconsin Radio Network Sports.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Snow and blowing snow today. Wind chills 0 to 5 below as winds gust to 30 miles per hour. For tonight, some light snow, 3 below, wind chills 20 below. For Sunday, mostly cloudy and cold, highs in the single digits, around 1 for a high on Monday. Warm up, pretend it's summer. Get Grandpa's barbecue sauce, grandpasbbqshop.com.
It's 24 right now.
Taking a look at musical birthdays here at 99.7 Max FM, Saturday of the 60s and 70s. On Tuesday, the 9th of January, we find that Joan Baez celebrated her 83rd birthday. And let's take old Dixie down.
Virgil Caine is my name, and I drove on the Danville train till so much cavalry came and tore up the tracks again. We were hungry, just barely alive. I took the train to Richmond that fell. It was a time.